Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey is denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the Gow Studios in Houston, this is Soccer Matters. It's Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, tonight I begin with our thoughts to those affected by the flooding here in the Houston area. Heart goes out to all of you that are struggling with this. Rough for our city. Bayou's flooded, swelling. And quite frankly, a lot of friends certainly affected and people I don't know. So our thoughts to all of those out there dealing with a very difficult situation. Also, our thoughts to those military families on this past Memorial Day weekend. So where do we begin tonight on Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5? Simply, I put it out to you that phone lines are open tonight throughout the show to get whatever is on your soccer mind or something off your soccer chest on the radio live. So get out from behind the internet. It's 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-ESPN. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. It's also where you always consistently can find the podcast of the show. Everybody here at the station does a great job of getting the podcasts up and getting things out very quickly. The podcasts are also on iTunes. Tonight I've got tickets to give away. Dynamo Manchester City matches this Thursday. It is called the Dynamo Charities Cup, so there's a charitable aspect to it. That's another good reason why you want to attend, but it's your opportunity to connect with the Premier League. The game will take place this Thursday night at BBVA Compass Stadium. Be ready for that. Manchester City traveling the likes of Yaya Toure, David Silva, Edin Dzeko, and company. Likely not going to see the Argentines getting prepared for the Copa America. Also, I've got tickets to Mexico-Honduras in July at Energy Stadium. Another can't-miss night of international football and likely Dynamo players involved in that game like Boniac Garcia and Luis Garrido. And who knows, maybe even Alexander Lopez, who's been revived here in Houston by the manager Owen Coyle. Got a number of great topics tonight, including the Dynamo 1-0 loss at L.A. I'd love to get your thoughts on that. 713-780-3776. Stoppage time lost. But there are positives to this one. 713-780-3776. The Dynamo, by the way, still only 5 points out of the top of the Western Conference. To show you where the logjam is there, arguably a more difficult conference than the East. So Manchester City to Houston on Thursday. Are you going? What do you expect? Now, we all know this is not a normal soccer match. It's Manchester City coming on tour. It's branding. It's money. It's a number of different things. A lot of different players will play, but it is the Premier League connecting with Major League Soccer. It is the Premier League connecting with the Houston Dynamo. You, the fans here in Houston, wanted a bigger name Premier League team. So are you going to go there? Are you going to support it? I would expect a big crowd at this. Carlo Ancelotti is out at Real Madrid. He's fired by an engineer. Yeah, a man with big ego and big power. Florentino Perez. Now, I see people positioning this. Simon Gray. This is just the Real Madrid way. This is just the way it happens. This is how we have to accept it. It's the Galactico way. You don't win it all, you're gone. But Ancelotti, the Decima, I mean, the man got it done. It's not like he lost in the group stages of the Champions League. I want your thoughts, 713-780-3776. By the way, he had support of the players. So what happens next at Real Madrid? Does Gareth Bale move on? Does Ronaldo stay? Is this the perfect time for players to up and leave? Who becomes the new manager? Is it Tubby Benitez? Rafa Benitez. Is it Jurgen Klopp from Dortmund? There's even some thought that Zinedine Zidane would take the team over, although I don't believe he's prepared. 713-780-3776 is Italian football on the rise. Juventus to the final of the UEFA Champions League. They will take on Barcelona in Berlin. Then you've got Europa League success for Fiorentina and Napoli. They got to the semis. Roma and Lazio have been keeping pace. The question is what happens in the future to Milan and Inter Milan as they need to revamp their squads. So could Carlo Ancelotti, Don Carlo, could he go back to Milan and rebuild the legendary club? Could that be some of his greatest work? 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 780-3776. Querétaro and Santos will play for the Liga MX title. Now, who would have thought it? Now, Mexican League fans, I want your thoughts on this. And who scores the crucial goal to advance Querétaro? You're probably thinking Ronaldinho. You're really wrong. Not playboy Ronaldinho, but yes, former U.S. international Jonathan Bornstein. Another unreal moment for Bornstein, who basically has fallen off the map. Many people didn't even know where he was playing. So who wins the title? Querétaro? Or will it be Santos? All right, let's start it off on the phone line. Let's go to Orjas. Orjas, what do you have on your mind tonight?
Hey, Glenn, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you, sir?
Doing good. This is your Fenerbahce friend.
Ah, yes, Orjas. Welcome back. Thank you.
What do you think about the forward card? Fenerbahce.
About?
They lost on Sunday, but they tied 2-2. But they had four red cards in the game, and Galatasaray became champion.
So is there a conspiracy theory in Turkey?
I don't know, but it was pretty awesome to see that. I've never seen a soccer game with more than two red cards.
Oh, there's been many.
7-11, and they still tied it 2-2.
Pretty unbelievable results. When you said that, though, I detected something in your voice that there was something a little cynical about you telling me that. Is there something behind conspiracy in the Turkish Superliga?
I don't know. I believe so. There has to be, right? Or else these teams wouldn't get in trouble.
Yeah, it's just...
I expect the coach to be fired. Because he's always been a assistant coach, not a head coach. So the reason why I called is because I wanted to hear what you had to think about Jurgen Klopp. Where do you think he might go?
Yeah, that's a great question because I think he's an exceptional manager. I think the next choice in his career needs to be a good one. I don't think he's going to Real Madrid. I don't think he's going there. I think he goes to a team that is a team that's on the fringe of greatness, a club that needs his organization, that needs his personality, that is then moved into the upper echelon of clubs. Now, who that is, I'm not sure. Could that be a Premier League team? Could that be an Italian team? Could we see him succeed and thrive at an Inter Milan or a Milan, two teams that certainly need an injection of personality and somebody with a plan to get them back to their previous glory.
Right. Isn't he known to bring, like, start out the team from the beginning to bring his own system in and kind of, you know, like, start it up from ground zero, basically? I thought that's what he was known for.
Yeah, and he's known for making with less than others. You know,
getting players cheap and making them superstars.
Yeah, and look how you know Bayern Munich would pinch all his best players all the time, and he'd still continue to be pretty successful.
Right. Well, I am so not surprised that Real Madrid getting rid of Ancelotti. I mean, the guy won them the Champions League. What else do they want?
That's why I posed the question. Is this just the way it is at Real Madrid? If you don't win everything, you're gone, and that's the galactic away. Is that smart? I mean, the players all came out in support of Carlo Ancelotti. What happens next at Real Madrid? You know, You know, why will Rafa Benitez be any better? It's confusing, but, you know, it's ego, it's power. It's fascinating how it works at some of these clubs. A lot of these decisions never make sense. They're not made by football people or soccer people. They're made by people that are successful in business, and it doesn't always translate when you're trying to pick a football manager.
Those big mobsters.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the Florentino Perez connections, politically, locally, business wise, all of that puts a man like that in power. And when a decision is being made by an engineer on football, I don't think it's good. I don't think somebody who has a soccer background or a football background is going to be making decisions at an engineering company as to who they should hire. So it kind of works both ways. It's funny how people feel like they can, because they're powerful and successful in other areas, jump into other careers and make these decisions.
It doesn't always work that way.
It doesn't work a lot of the time that way. I just think it's ego, and, you know, because you know something and have a little expertise in one subject doesn't necessarily mean it translates into others. It's definitely going to be an interesting summer, and there have been a number of coaching changes and potential coaching changes. Are you going to the Manchester City game, Orjas, on Thursday against the Houston Dynamo?
No, I'm not. I've been here for 20 years. I've never been to an MLS game. And you would know this, why, because I'm European, and no offense to American soccer fans, no offense at all. I just never saw MLS to that level of European soccer.
Yeah, but in that case, Orjas, you're talking about 95% of the world that's not up to Europe's level. I mean, that includes South America, Central America, Mexico, United States. That includes Turkey, okay? If you're talking about the Turkish Superliga being at the level of the Premier League or the Serie A, or even Spain's La Liga, the Bundesliga, it's not. You know it's not.
Well, yeah, if I had the chance, I would totally go.
Okay, you know? So hold on. I'm giving you the chance right now.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to give you a choice, because if I send you to the Dynamo, Man City game, that's not a true litmus test of Major League Soccer, because it's a friendly, it's an exhibition. Okay? I would rather send you to a league game.
Yes.
Can I
do it? I would love to go to a league game. Yes.
Okay, so I'd rather send you to a league game, because if I send you to a league game, then you can come back and talk about the level of play with me on the radio.
Sounds good.
Does that sound fair? So here's what we're going to do. Are you pretty good for Saturday nights?
I have nothing planned Saturday, no.
So Saturday nights are good nights for you.
It's very good, yes.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to leave you on hold. We're going to take a break. We're going to get your information. And I'm going to pick some tickets out here for a Saturday night game for you.
Are you going to be there?
I will always be there, yes.
Okay, I want to meet you there.
Okay, we'll arrange all this. You put your numbers there. We might even be able to bring you up in the TV booth. But I'm very interested in getting your opinion of an MLS game, being a Turkish soccer fan, okay?
Perfect.
Okay. You stay on the line, Orjas. We'll get it set up.
You're awesome, man. You just made my day, man. You're awesome.
Buddy, you just made my day by saying I'm awesome. I'm not that awesome, but I try. Anyway, we're going to get you to the game. We're going to set it up, and then you leave all your information. Orjas.
Sounds good.
You're the best,
yes,
buddy.
Sir.
Thank you for calling in tonight.
Thanks, man. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
You bet. All right. So that's a great phone call there. And believe me, I really want to get Orjas' opinion of what he thinks of a Major League Soccer game. And I think if we're relative to the Turkish Superliga, I think he's going to be pleasantly surprised. So now I have to be selective in the game I give him, because I don't want to give a game that, you know, all the Dynamo star players are off playing in the Gold Cup. This is the challenge now. So I got to make sure I get him to a game that will really be representative of MLS play. And then the rest is up to the Houston Dynamo players and Major League Soccer. We'll take a break here. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Real quick before we go to break, just a quick word here for Liberty Kitchen, one of my favorite restaurants in Houston. Heights has a location. Then there's the Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette on San Felipe. That's near the Galleria. Great chefs. We've had Travis Lanning up here, the award-winning chef. Great raw bar at Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette on San Felipe. Fresh fish, oysters, gumbo, right on down to amazing steaks and burgers. They do serve breakfast on the weekends. So it's libertykitchen.com or libertykitchenoysterette.com. My good friend Carl Eves, involved with the HFA and a huge soccer fan. And 7-Up, we thank Gene Haddock and 7-Up. Enjoy the crisp, clean taste of 7-Up. It delivers more of the natural lemon-lime flavor you love. No caffeine, 100% natural flavor. 7-Up, always refreshing. And don't forget 7-Up 10, the full flavor of 7-Up with only 10 calories. It's finally the perfect 10 and a great mixer called the Paloma Tequila. Take a break. Soccer Matters, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the Gau Studios in Houston. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back, everybody, as we roll on. Great phone call there from Orhan, who he just says, you know what, MLS is not up to Europe. And I am assuming he's talking Premier League, Italian Serie A, La Liga, and Bundesliga. And guess what? If MLS is not up to that, neither is 95% of the world. And that includes South America, Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, and everybody else. So it's all about relative and putting things in a relative nature. There's always this want, desire to compare all the time, which I get it. I do it on this radio show. But you can't compare for just comparisons. You need to understand the restraints, the differences, the challenges, and then you pick what you like. And look, if it's only the Premier League you like, that's fine. But boy, not to acknowledge the growth of the sport here in this country in competition with three other sports, including what is supposedly the national pastime, baseball. Then you've got the NBA. Then you've got the NFL that rules. Lifestyle. If you're growing up in different parts of the world, the only show in town is your professional soccer team in many cases. We are in a land of choice here. And for MLS to be where it is now and succeeding and growing, it's not the finished article by no chance. We should have a stadium that's selling out here in Houston, no different than Portland, Sporting Kansas City. People are working towards that. Very diligently. But we do have to understand that there is major differences when we begin to compare all the leagues from around the world. 713-780-3776. Have you been to a Major League Soccer game or not? If you haven't, why haven't you gone? If you have, I mean, I think it's very possible to be a fan of the Premier League and Spain's La Liga and also Major League Soccer. I also think the element of going to a live stadium, being a part of your local culture, is exciting, important. We have Dynamo supporters groups around the league, people traveling. I mean, Portland, it was pretty amazing. Portland flew a whole bunch of people. They were in here for the game against the Dynamo, the 3-1 win at BBVA Campus Stadium. So anyway, give me your thoughts on the comparison of leagues from around the world. By the way, many of these leagues, including Turkey, can't even pay their players. If you're not on the Galatasarays of the world or the Beşiktaş's or the Fenerbahçe's of the world, guess what? You might be wondering where your next paycheck is. Ask Joseph Ngwenya about that. Spent a year and a half chasing his money. I don't even know if he ever got it. 713-780-3776. You remember Joseph Ngwenya, Houston Dynamo. 713-780-3776. As we welcome you back, we remind you the Daspit Law Firm is working for you 24/7. Houston personal injury attorney. John Daspit and his company handles personal injury cases. So plant refinery, medical injuries, industrial accidents, boat, car, wrongful death, 18-wheeler. He covers it. He's probably a very busy man today after the flooding. Boy, our hearts go out to everybody here in Houston. DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915. DaspitLaw.com. With a Daspit Law Firm, you can rest more assured. In times of stress, depending on the circumstances of your accident, that you have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side who will fight for your right for compensation. Contact the Daspit Law Firm, supporters of the game of soccer, 713-364-0915. Toll-free, 888-273-1045 in English and Spanish. Now, we just learned about 7 hours ago that the La Liga Player of the Year, Lionel Messi, has beaten Real Madrid's Cristiano Ronaldo, and he claims the La Liga Player of the Season award. Messi coming in first in the poll, 55% of the vote. Ronaldo second with 35% of the vote. So Barcelona won the La Liga title. Had the most assists at 18, 43 La Liga goals. Ronaldo had 48 La Liga goals. Ronaldo had 61 in all competitions. So give me your thoughts. Who do you think? Should Cristiano Ronaldo have gotten this award? Does Messi get it because of the fact that Barcelona wins the title? Two guys who had amazing seasons. Two very different types of guys, though. James Rodriguez had 5.89% of the vote and had 13 goals and 13 assists. Neymar finished fifth. Antoine Griezmann of Atletico Madrid finishing fourth. 713-780-3776 is the number here tonight. So we're talking anything that you want here tonight when it comes to the Premier League finishing up, Carlo Ancelotti out at Real Madrid, Manchester City coming to Houston, Italian football on the rise, Querétaro and Santos for the Liga MX title, whatever you want to talk about here tonight, including the Houston Dynamo and the Houston Dash. Let's go to the phone lines and Brian. Brian, what's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to chime in a little bit about MLS against the other leagues in the world there. I think that maybe initially, obviously when it's a fledgling league, it doesn't stack up to the rest of them. But I think that's changed dramatically recently.
Yep. Well, listen, we also have to understand the expenses, the television money, all these other things that make it all go. The biggest stars in the world migrate to the Premier League. There's no question about it. Argentines, Brazilians, the biggest exporters of soccer players, Argentina and Brazil, and they're going to the Premier League. Does that make the Serie A any lesser? Does it make the La Liga lesser? These are all the top teams and leagues in the world, Bundesliga as well in Germany. We just have to understand the growth of soccer in this country, the challenges, and factor in all these other things, the salary cap that's minuscule and the quality of soccer that's put on the field by managers in MLS. I got to tell you, it's pretty impressive based on the salary cap restrictions and all the different types of mechanisms that they have to navigate when they come to run a team in the United States. That's why no foreign managers have ever really been successful here outside of Steve Nichol. And Steve Nichol in New England had an opportunity to work in lower divisions here. Owen Coyle seemingly is, I'll tell you, taking like a duck to water here and picking things up very, very quickly. But it's tough for an international manager to come here in a very different league where sometimes solving your problem is opening up a checkbook. That doesn't happen here.
Absolutely. But, I'm 29 years old, and so, since I've been a sports fan and been able to figure out actually what I'm watching, the MLS has been on pretty much that entire time. And I went to a game when I was a kid back when, they still had the USA-style team names, most of the teams. And I remember the game that I went to a shootout, and they had the MLS-style shootout. And I remember then that I thought that was a little gimmicky. And I don't think there's really any gimmicks that are left in the MLS game. And that just shows you how strong it is. But I think that one of the reasons why I believe that MLS gets a bad rap to people who are trying to compare it to different leagues in Europe and elsewhere in the world is because of lack of a relegation system. And I am a little bit worried that MLS is trying to expand too far too quickly. Did you have any thoughts on that?
That's a clear. I don't think there's any question. That's a clear issue as it expands. If they can keep the quality, I don't think there's any question about that. But expansion, you know, is something that Don Garber, who is the commissioner, is pushing, does want to get the game in different markets. There's a lot of politics that goes along with all this stuff. I don't think there's any question. There's money being made. But there is a concern because you don't have a fully mature player development system underneath these pro clubs that, and they are working towards that. But in the case of Houston, trying to catch up. In the case of a lot of clubs around the country, they're trying to catch up to teams that have a little bit of a jump start. But the future of this league with a strict salary cap is developing your own in local markets. And it can happen. And you have to believe it can happen. But it has to be done correctly. They have to make a financial investment into it. And it can't just be this, hey, we have an academy. And that means the kids are of quality and ready to be professional soccer players when they're 18. It's too big of a jump. So that's being worked on. But I think there's a lot of smart, intelligent soccer people in this country. It has the opportunity to go forward. I think sometimes people need to do a better job of listening to each other. But all in all, survival was the first thing. This league was on life support if it wasn't for Philip Anschutz. The league has survived. It's thriving in markets. I was just in Orlando. There's 40,000 people. It's unbelievable. It's legit. It's legit, and it didn't just happen overnight. It happened because there was a ton of work by a USL Pro Team Orlando. There was history in soccer back to the 80s down there, and people people jumped on it. So, you know, it's not a magic wand. Owen Coyle coming here as a Premier League manager isn't going to wave a magic wand and all of a sudden win every single game in Major League Soccer. This is a very challenging place to be a manager. Do you think Ronaldinho would ever come to Major League Soccer? No chance. The guy wants to, and here's the reason why he won't come here, because there'd be too much responsibility and accountability on the man, both on and off the field. I don't even think anybody wants him in this league now because he's a partier. But that's why he's at Querétaro, because he can go to Querétaro, party, do whatever he wants, have little accountability and responsibility because they wanted to sign him for the sale of jerseys and everything. And ironically, they're getting to the championship without a lot of involvement and on-field success from him. Now, his celebrity and star quality, that could possibly have helped Querétaro get to the place that they are now. And that's a whole nother discussion. But my point is, you come to Major League Soccer, you're playing against young guys that are trying to carve out careers. It's an athletic, tough league. There's travel. There's different playing surfaces. There's accountability off the field. If you're a Ronaldinho and you're going to make millions here, by golly, they're going to get your run out of you. They're going to put you out there as much as possible. And that's why he's not here.
Right. And just the last thing that I wanted to bring up, Glenn, is you mentioned Orlando and how they used to be, you know, in a lower-tier league. And that makes me wonder about relegation, if it's a possibility here, because, you know, MLB, NBA, NFL, they have 30, 32 teams. I think that having that many teams would be bad for MLS because of unbalanced schedules and things like that. Do you think that there's some point where instead of expanding, they just need to try and figure out how to use like a relegation type system here in America? Is that feasible or not in the interest of the game?
The first thing you would ask is what's the relationship between Major League Soccer, the NASL, USL Pro, and all of that? If that discussion's even ever been.
They have the U.S. Open Cup, right? But
yeah, which is a totally different thing. Promotion and relegation. You've Don Garber is from the NFL. Don Garber is a playoff system type guy. Liga MX is a playoff system. There's a big belief in playoffs. 12 out of 20 teams in Major League Soccer make the playoffs. It's a forgiving league. It's why you don't
That's
have to panic. You don't have to panic right now if you're a team not getting a lot of results because you've got time. And you've got a lot of opportunity to make the playoffs. And if you look and check history, there's teams that had very mediocre to sub-mediocre bodies of work that go on runs at the right time. And that's the way the league's set up, and that's success. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying that's the way the league is. If you go to a promotion relegation system, you're going to be focusing on game by game every week, winning points. If somebody bought into Major League Soccer and they get relegated, and you're the owner of Portland, Merritt Paulson, who put all this money into it, they're never going to go for that in the current marketplace.
Right.
They're never going to go all for right. that. And then do you have the infrastructure, the facilities in all these, you know, in all the other leagues, the NASL, the USL, certainly in the case of San Antonio, you do. But I'm not sure that's every NASL team.
Right. Well, I just hope that they don't expand too far, too fast, and that, you know, waters down everything and then it suffers as a result. But you've been great as always, Glenn. I love the show. Keep up the good work.
Brian, thank you very much. Brian bringing up promotion and relegation. I think it's far off. 713-780-3776 is a number. Again, my thoughts and our thoughts really today are very consumed by the flooding here in Houston. Some of these images are terrible. I remember when I was living in Midtown many, many years ago when Allison came in and I had 3 feet of water in the bottom of my townhome. Car flooded out. It's a very stressful situation for people. And all we can do is just send our prayers out to those going through all this. And I know a lot of friends have been flooded out today. I mean, through the wonders of social media, you see it. And people have been calling from around the country. I know for all of us living here in Houston, you've probably gotten phone calls here today from friends that are wondering, are you okay? And I'm one of the lucky ones. I'm not near the bayou, but that's gut-wrenching, honestly. Gut-wrenching. 713-780-3776 is the number tonight here. We will have DeMarcus Beasley on this program later. And the reason DeMarcus Beasley will come on the show is because he spent a year at Manchester City. He was on loan from PSV Eindhoven, went there injured. But DeMarcus Beasley will be on the show. This is ahead of the Dynamo Charities Cup match on Thursday, which, you know what? What do you think, Producer Mike? Is it an okay time for me to hand out a pair of tickets here to the Dynamo Charities match?
That should work fine.
All right. Let's do that. So right now, I've got a pair of tickets. It's the Houston Dynamo against Manchester City. It's the 2015 Dynamo Charities Cup. It's down at BBVA Compass Stadium. I got a pair of tickets right now. 10th caller, pair of tickets to see the Premier League team Manchester City against the Houston Dynamo. And that is this Thursday night. Kind of a strange place for the Dynamo because they've got a very, very important game on Saturday at New York City FC at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx against David Villa and company. So 10th caller right now, you get a pair of tickets to the Dynamo Manchester City match this Thursday. 713-780-3776. Chris Wondolowski getting his 100th goal for San Jose. Unbelievable. That body of work that man's put together in 5 or 6 seasons in San Jose after being moved from the Dynamo out there. Remember, that was the trade for Cam Weaver. Unbelievable. Turned into an amazing goal scorer. Now, Liverpool fans, what about Brendan Rodgers? Does Brendan Rodgers stay at Liverpool? 713-780-3776. By the way, the phone lines are absolutely blowing up here in our ESPN studios for those tickets. Doesn't surprise me. Great soccer fans here in Houston. Great soccer fans who've supported me on the radio. We appreciate it. And we remind you that Bud Light has supported me as well. Official beer of the Dynamo. Official beer of Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Dynamo All Access on Yahoo Sports Radio 15. I'm going to say Bud Light is the official beer of Glenn Davis. How about that? Because they've been behind me for many, many years down here in Houston. They have brought soccer to the airwaves, supported by you, the great soccer fans of Houston, Texas. So, Bud Light, remind you, get down to the beautiful BBVA Compass Stadium, catch the Dynamo International Soccer there. Bud Light is the perfect beer for whatever happens. We'll take a quick break here. So much more to come on this show. 713-780-3776 is the number. You can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile. You could be the hero. You get the gold.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Gao Studios in Houston, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Producer Mike behind the glass. Glenn Davis here. It is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. A reminder, Twitter, it's Glenn Davis Soc. We put a lot of good information out, a lot of information about the shows, a lot of opinion, some interesting behind-the-scenes videos. We're going to shoot one of those in the next commercial break. And then if you get over to Facebook, Soccer Matters, that's where you get all your information about the shows as well. But we do put a lot of cutting-edge opinion out there. We want your reaction to things. So if I go over there right now, there's a couple of postings up there. We do have a posting about the fact that Alex Morgan was snubbed by Sepp Blatter at the FIFA Awards. Guy didn't even know who she was. Of course, this was the guy who was the brainchild who said that women's soccer would benefit if women wore more scantily clad, tighter-fitting uniforms. That comes from your FIFA president.
Epic fail.
Epic fail. Unbelievable. The fact that he's still in power is pretty unbelievable, too. I don't know if that ever falls like a house of cards one day. I don't know. 713-780-3776. Liberty Kitchen in the Heights. Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette on San Felipe. I could do for some Liberty Kitchen about right now, Michael Carroll.
I'm down.
Bring me that ceviche.
Right.
I could do, you know, I mean, everything. I'm a big raw bar fan, but I could do a steak. I could do a burger right now from there. Any of the fish dishes right now.
It's all really good.
We got Travis Lennox's number, their chef.
Can we make that happen?
Let's hotline him. He said it would. That'd be great. He came in here wearing a Chelsea top.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He did. Night.
That was pretty funny.
That was funny.
Chelsea hoodie. But anyway, more about Liberty Kitchen. You can obviously attest that both Michael and I like it. Fresh fish, oysters, gumbo, right on down to amazing steaks and burger. Also serving breakfast on the weekends. It is libertykitchen.com. And by the way, my good friend Carl Eves is involved with the Houston Football Association. He's one of the owners of Liberty Kitchen and Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette. So we thank them for their support of this show. And by the way, two great places to watch games. Champions League final, you know where you're watching it. If you're in Midtown, it's Bar Munich on Louisiana. If you're in West University, it's the Gorgeous Gale. These are the places to catch the games. If you go to Bar Munich, you say hello to Raymond down there on Louisiana. And if you go to the Gorgeous Gale, let me say hello to Peter over there. It's on 5555 Morningside, the one and only Peter Kingston. All right, 713-780-3776. So I just mentioned that Brendan Rodgers, should he stay or should he go, Liverpool fans? Or any soccer fans, do you think he should stay or go? So let's talk about some things that occurred when he was there. There's no doubt about it. The year before, when Luis Suarez was there, that three-pronged attack was hitting all cylinders. It was a pressing game, work off the ball, recovering the ball near an opponent's goal, Sterling, Sturridge, and Suarez. Unbelievable three-pronged attack. Suarez leaves. We understand the value of him. He's one of the top players in the world. I'll put him in the top four in the entire world. And you may disagree with me because he's bit a few people, but purely from the soccer-playing perspective, I put him up there with the likes of Messi, Ronaldo. Guy who works just as hard without the ball than with it. So, did Brendan Rodgers handle the Steven Gerrard situation right? Did they let him go the right way? This is a legend. This is a kid who grew up at Liverpool. Then we have results. Not good enough. Then we have the Raheem Sterling situation. Then we have the signing of Mario Balotelli, who, you know, that was like fitting a circle into a square peg. It wasn't going to work. How much of Brendan Rodgers' success last year at Liverpool was about Luis Suarez? And how much sometimes is a manager really riding the quality of international superstars? And by the way, they still have to be managed and handled. But last season to now for Liverpool, this is a monster decline. And a lot of it may just have to do with Luis Suarez. So a poor season. They don't have the largest budgets in the league, although the Boston Red Sox certainly are spending a lot of money in Major League Baseball, and it is the Fenway Sports Group that is in ownership of Liverpool. So I'll take your thoughts on Liverpool. Brendan Rodgers, 713-780-3776. Should he stay or should he go at Liverpool? We're also talking Carlo Ancelotti. If anybody wants to weigh in on his dismissal at Real Madrid, one of the great managers in the world. You've got Norwich back in the Premier League. You got Steven Gerrard going to the Los Angeles Galaxy. We now have rumors that Didier Drogba may come to Major League Soccer, destination New York City and New York City FC. Manuel Pellegrini, who is coming into Houston with Manchester City on Thursday, who, by the way, Man City will be on television the night before playing Toronto FC. They will get on a chartered plane and come here to Houston to play. How do you feel about that? Pellegrini, I think he stays at Man City. I don't think he's going anywhere. I know people are talking about he's potentially leaving. I don't think that happens. Back to Ancelotti. He brings them the Decima. Four titles in 2 years for Ancelotti at Real Madrid, and he's out. So who do you think becomes the manager of Real Madrid? And then there's Steve McClaren at Derby County. He gets the axe. Now, he seems to get job after job, McClaren. Some rumor he was going to take over Newcastle. Now that's sort of been dropped to the wayside. So back to who replaces Ancelotti at Real Madrid. So everybody's saying that the front runner is Rafa Benitez, who's leaving Napoli. There's no doubt he's a good tactician. There's no doubt he's an excellent manager, even though people make a lot of fun of him. Tremendously successful manager. Don't know. Rafa Benitez? Is that the manager you want at Real Madrid? Then there's the talk of Jurgen Klopp. I don't think he wants the job. Then they talk about Zidane. Don't think he's ready. Unai Emery. That's an interesting choice. But it's funny when people say, oh, do they have a long-term view when they bring in a coach? No, they don't. It's obvious. You got one of the best managers in the world and they just fired him. Now, is Zidane one day, going back to him, going to be a coach at Real Madrid? I say absolutely. It's not now. I don't know. I don't know who wants to manage that team, but then again, it's like when you get offered the job to coach Real Madrid, how do you turn it down? How does David Moyes turn down Manchester United when he's offered the job? Because you know it may never happen in your lifetime again. You don't turn it down. It's not possible to, in most cases. Which leads us to Gareth Bale. Do you see him back in the Premier League? Or does he go to Italy? Tough year for him. Man, did people pile on that poor guy. I mean, I only would have poured on him because he did the whole Spanish thing with the headband and the long hair, which it's all right. It's all right. It's Gareth. And he's a fantastic soccer player. But, man, did they pile on that poor kid. Tremendous soccer player. All right, take a break. We have got DeMarcus Beasley coming up in the back end. We will also talk to Randy Waldrum of the Houston Dash. He's going to weigh in on the Women's World Cup as well, because you're going to see at this FIFA Women's World Cup some very interesting things. You're going to see the traditional powerful teams, the U.S., the Canada at home, the Germanys, the Japans, France. But remember, this tournament is expanded now. And you're going to have some countries in there like Thailand and Ecuador, and they're going to concede goals. But it's the progress of women's soccer. And the fact that they're there is a good thing. Drogba to MLS. What do you think about that? Would you want him here? Chelsea fan? 713-780-3776. We can talk Dynamo. What'd you think of the Dynamo LA result? Dynamo against Man City Thursday. We'll take a break. It's a 7-Up break.
ESPN 97.5.